Let us pray. Lord, you that knows the beginning and the end of every human being, we glorify your name, open our eyes to your words, teach us your ways, and strengthen our faith in you, so we may glorify your name. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Good morning. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you for allowing me to serve in our church and to pursue the diaconic ministry. Our gospel for today talked about Thomas, and we all heard about the story that the disciples were afraid. They met in a room that was locked for the fears of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." He showed them his sides and his hands. All the disciples, they all rejoiced. But Thomas was absent during this visit by Jesus. The other disciple told Thomas that they have seen the Lord Jesus. He responded that unless he see the marks of the nails in his hands and put the fingers on his side, he would not believe. It was a week later. All disciples were again in the house with all the doors locked, and Jesus came in and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hands and put it on my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." All right, let's look at it this way. If Jesus has only appeared to Thomas alone, without the other disciples being present, would they not have doubted too? Imagine waiting a whole week to see Jesus when other disciples have seen him. At least Thomas was honest about his doubts and about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul defined faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In the dictionary, faith is defined as complete trust, confidence in someone, conviction of strong belief in God or in the doctrine of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Belief comes from an old German word meaning to have trust. Belief does not require proof, just acceptance. A friend of mine posted this story online. A little boy and his father went visited a store. The store owner offered the little boy some free candies. The boy just stood there and looked at his father. The store owner repeated the offer again to the boy. And the boy just stood and looked at it there. Finally, the boy's father reached into the candy jar and got a handful of the candy and gave it to the son. On their way home, the father asked the son, "Why didn't you take the offer when the man offered it to you, the free candies to you?" The boy replied his dad, "Because I know your hands is bigger than mine." Our Lord's hands are bigger than yours and mine, and he's ready and available to pick up all our doubts and worries. Are you ready to put your trust in the Lord? Are you ready to put all your doubts that you might have aside? I have doubted many times when I got caught up with worries about things that are beyond my control. During those moments, I have questioned our Lord, and I do believe that he just laughed at me, but he is mighty and merciful to deal with my doubts at those various moments. We are all humans, and I imagine some of you may have done the same. Our Lord is mighty and patient to deal with all our doubts and our questions. It is not a sign of weakness or not being a Christian or being an unbeliever to have doubts and to question our Lord. when our faith gets tested. It is about journey of faith and taking our relationship with our Lord very seriously. About 8 years ago, my career took a big hit and everything was crashing down on me. This is not because of my inability to do my work, but because of abuse of position and power by some folks. I find it very difficult to understand why someone will so have much hate to intentionally and maliciously destroy another person's career and character without hesitation or justification. The malicious intent was real clear to get me frustrated. I got moved from one department to another, and that meant frequent change of supervisors. During this time, several situations occurred in which I got ridiculed by my colleagues, and some felt it is okay to kick me while I was down. Therefore, I became a real target. Several nicknames were given to me, and depending on the type of false story, folks close to the supervisors were gossiping about me and acting out, and yet no accountability. Talk about a trying time. I doubted, and I asked God many difficult questions. Why me? Why do you allow this to happen to me? And many other serious questions that I posed to our Lord. Today, with God's grace, I'm content and find God's peace. Position and power means nothing to me. Looking back, I am blessed. In my household, we have wall decoration items inscripted with Bible verses and encouraging words. So during this difficult time, I read these inscripted Bible verses and encouraging words when I find myself down and uncertain about my job situation. Here are some of them I share with you. Faith is not believing that God can, it is knowing that He can. He will. The will of God will not leave you where the grace of God cannot keep you. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Today I'm sharing one of my stories with you because I've doubted many times during unpleasant events of life in which I found myself. We all have doubts. It is part of being human and a key part of a journey of faith. Some of you here today might have certain doubts about one situation or other. It is okay to have those doubts. It is part of being human. However, I want to encourage you to keep the faith and put your trust in the Lord. Our Lord will not put you in any situation in front of you that you will not be able to handle. We all walk from time to time in the valley where situations appear to be uncertain, confusing, and sometimes lonely, and wants to give in to fears, worries, and our doubts. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, keep walking and singing praises to the Lord. Why do we think it is okay, or what do we gain by staying in the valley of darkness because of fears, worries, and our doubts? If we keep walking with our faith, light will shine again at the end of the tunnel. In many churches today, the minister has preached only about prosperity and folks going to hell. Impression was given to people that so far you come to the church, identify yourself as a Christian, give tithes to the church, and become a member of the church, then you have no problem. All your problems will be gone, as if we are not living on this earth created by God. I believe those ideas are false teaching. Being a Christian does not protect us from not having any personal problem or certain problems, but through the grace of God and our faith and trust in the Lord, we will overcome it. God will not give us what we cannot handle and will not leave us. We are a community of faith, and therefore I encourage you to let your guard down sometimes and let your friends, family members, or church members walk with you in your journey of faith. Many of us identify with the prayers of that man who said, "Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief." Our Lord is a loving God. is not a judgmental God, but a loving and patient God. If we allow him, Israel, to walk with us through our journey of faith, all we need to do is to trust him and have faith in him. We live in a very special country that is founded on trust in the Lord. If you look at the back of any money currency that you might have in your wallet, what is written on the back of it, it is United States of America, in God we trust. Therefore, are you willing to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? I know there's no need to continue to doubt him. His shoulders and hands are big enough to carry all our worries. Keep the faith in him and trust him with your whole heart. Let us pray. We thank you, Almighty Father, for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Please continue to strengthen our faith in you so that we may know you better and realize that with you, all things are possible. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.